All right, it is Sunday afternoon, getting ready to release this thing tomorrow morning. Every Monday, Gang of Two happens. Cher, come on in. Let's do a recording. Let's record the podcast. Now? Yeah, now. Now she's on the couch reading right now. Just come on in. Grab your little chair, scoot it in here.
I'm doing something constructive.
I know you're doing something constructive. You were doing something constructive. What were you doing?
I was reading.
What were you reading about?
I was reading The New Yorker.
Uh-huh. And how constructive was that?
Very. What is this, a quiz? Are you going to?
It's a little bit of a quiz, I think. Anyway, it's time to get going. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
You're getting that part down. That's
yeah.
Good. That's really, really good. You like this song,
just do
don't
30
you?
Minutes of this.
No, that's really good. Yeah. That'd be really exciting for everybody, wouldn't it? Say, listen, this is show number 10.
Oh, nice round number.
Show number 10. Now, yes. What's weird about this is, and I'm going to tell everybody, you may have noticed something when you listen to this, because we used to number the shows, but iTunes sent out an email to everybody saying, hey, you can't number shows anymore. I have no idea what that's all about.
Goddamn iTunes.
I don't know what it's...
I'll tell you what it's about.
What?
It's about being too big to fail. I don't know what I'm saying.
What does that? What does that even... Were you trying to make a political statement there? Was that are you an activist? By the way, we are going to get to some of that today. And your activism. Oh. I can't wait. This is going to be
talking about.
This is going to be fun today. On today's show, we do have an ongoing spat about toilet paper.
Yes.
And the BS.
Oh, this okay.
That I have to deal with.
That you do. Okay.
I have to deal with. We're not getting into it now. We're not getting into it now. We also asked you guys for some questions. We have some that you guys left on our hotline. You could leave a voice message if you would like to leave us a question or a comment about anything. That number is 805-203-0037. We have some good questions today.
Good.
I think you're going to enjoy that. And something brand new called Why Would Anybody Want to Have a Baby After Listening to This?
What is that?
But first, it's time to catch up. We have ketchup music now.
Ketchup. That sounds more like mustard to me.
Oh, man. Where do you get your humor from?
Oh, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Now, we had a pretty fun day today. We had a pretty fun week, actually.
Yeah.
We want to thank you guys for downloading the shows once again and all the really cool reviews you're leaving on iTunes.
I know.
This is a 5-star show.
We're 5-star people.
We are. But we want to thank you guys for that. It really means a lot. And especially downloading the shows and subscribing to the shows. That really, really means a lot. And it's a big deal. It really is a big deal to us. And we really, really do appreciate you guys. And thank you guys so much. I do have an idea before we continue on about how I think we could get more of those downloads.
Yeah.
You know how people just spend all day long on online watching stupid videos like of cats and things like
shopping.
That? How come there's no podcast or podcart out there that does cat stuff?
Mm-hmm.
All cat stuff.
Because you couldn't see it. Don't you? Isn't it the pleasure in seeing it? You can only hear it.
Well, let's try this. Let's see if we get more downloads. Let's see if we do.
This is great. Is it? Oh.
He's scratching himself, I think.
He's got a little bell on his collar. He's got a collar on.
What do you think his
bell
name is?
Beller. Ringer.
What about that one? What's that
one's
name?
That's a kitten. That's a kitten.
Yeah, what's that one's name?
Kit.
Kit and Beller. Oh, interesting.
Oh, coincidentally enough, that's the name of our attorneys.
Let's see if this works. What's that one's name?
Oh, he's ugly. He's very ugly. He's not even, he's so ugly he doesn't even deserve a name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really mean.
Yeah.
Way to end on a positive note there, Sherry. By the way, going back to naming things, it just reminded me. They also, iTunes is also very specific about you, the names that you have to title your podcast something.
What? See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I have
this is just a little bit corporate.
Listen, you are an control. English major. You graduated magna cum laude from UNF.
Yeah.
University of North Florida, also known as You Never Finish. Yes, but you did.
I did finish.
You finished. Let's be the first show, because normally when people do their podcasts, they have a title about what something happened on the show, you know, like, hey, we have a guest or whatever, you know, like right now we can go, oh, cats, you know, something like that. However, let's title our show before we even know what happens on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, let's make it something that is, you know, ear catching and eye catching and, and titillating. Yes. Let's make something, come up with a title for it. Let's come up with a title for the today's show before we even know what's happening. Can't be about anything we just talked about.
Ask Painter Says What?
No.
No.
That's not good. That's not good. Something that'll make grab people's attention.
That would grab my attention.
You know, how about like Sherry punches Terry in the face or...
Even though it's not true, so
yeah,
unless we can make it come true.
It doesn't have to be true, I guess.
I don't want to punch you in the face.
I know.
I couldn't.
Okay, we're going to call it, I don't want to punch you in the face.
All right.
Then. Okay, we're going to, yes. Unless something better happens.
Okay.
We'll call
it. I like it.
And if you're looking at the title now and you go, oh, they ended up going with somebody, I don't want to punch you in the face, then you know we did do anything much better.
Right.
Okay, so cats, no.
That was a down. That was a thumbs down.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
Okay, you didn't like my little cat segment?
It was interesting.
Okay. We also had our friend visit. We'll call him Sanders because we'll just keep his name out of it because I'm about to talk about him here. We have some very talented friends.
Yes.
And some friends who have achieved a lot in their life, even though they don't talk too much about it, but... Sanders is one of those guys. Mm-hmm. We have doctor friends. Mm-hmm. We have comedian friends. Mm-hmm. We have show business friends. Mm-hmm. We have attorney friends. Mm-hmm. We have high up military friends. We've got all different walks of life. And I was talking to him. He was here last night. He hung out with us last night. And I was talking to him about another one of our friends who is a clothing designer for Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. And we're very proud of her. She's very talented.
Very talented. Super, and gorgeous.
She is pretty.
She's
yes,
got it absolutely. All, man.
But I was talking to him about, you know, a friend. You know, I have a friend who's a clothing designer at Nordstrom. And I'm bragging. About her job and all that stuff. And so he has his friend come pick him up today.
Right.
Who is an actual Nordstrom.
So
I felt like I felt like such a piece of shit. It's like, you know, it's like, yeah, my friend
in the Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah, my friend works over at Nordstrom. Yeah, she's a clothing designer. It's great. Hey, I want you to meet my friend
Brian Nordstrom.
It turns out he's an actual Nordstrom.
Yeah.
What is it about our life? We can never finish high enough. As soon as it's like the day that I bought that sports car. Remember
when
you?
Oh yeah.
I wanted to get a Porsche so bad, and I ended up getting one.
You traded in our Z.
I traded in your Z for a Porsche.
That was a good looking Z. Yeah, 300 Z.
And it was a used Porsche.
It was a couple years old.
Yeah, it was a couple years old. And I remember you talked me into getting it. I changed my mind. I was at the Porsche dealership and I walked all the way home so sad. I was just so bummed. I was going, you know, I'm never going to get it. Because I lived in my car basically for a year and a half in Santa Barbara.
You were going to.
Yeah, and I dreamt.
Were you planning on living in the Porsche?
No. But I dreamt of the day that I was going to have something like that, you know? Aww. And finally, we're at a stage in our life that I could get one.
Yeah.
And I remember the day that I got it after. Well, first of all, I walked home and said I wasn't going to get it. You said, you got to get it.
Right.
You know, which is still one of the coolest things you've ever done. You said you have to do it. So
I love that car, by the way. That's probably my favorite Porsche.
It was a good car.
Yeah.
I remember I got it, went back to the dealership, and I got it. And the first stoplight I pull up to, this guy in like a Testarossa pulled up next to me. And I was feeling like I was the richest guy in the world, the fastest car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's a used car, you know, and everything, very minimalistic on the inside.
Oh, Porsche. I'll take a Porsche over a Ferrari any day.
But anyway, the guy pulled up next to me, and I just, my feeling, I was sitting up higher, I was breathing deeper, and all of a sudden this guy pulls up. Oh, Jesus.
He definitely paid more than you did.
Yeah, well, there's, you know, like a thousand times more than we did. But it was one of those feelings. Like, oh, my friend's a clothing designer at Nordstrom. Oh, I want you to meet my friend, Tommy Nordstrom, or whatever it was. Yeah, crazy. Another thing that happened this week, we have a dog that we stock.
Yes.
Eva is her name.
Oh, God, you're going to talk about this? Okay.
I have to. I have to talk about it.
It is interesting.
I have to talk about
this. I've never... Is this a thing now?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
I walk by this place, and I was walking around the city by myself.
And we've been stalking her since she was a pup.
She's a sweet little Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, God.
And she's really sweet. She doesn't bark. She doesn't jump up. She's just the sweetest dog you will ever meet in your life.
Yeah.
And I walked by there the other day, and there was this guy... like scratching her stomach. So, and she works in the store. And so I didn't go in. And then I walked around a little more and I walked back maybe 20 minutes later. And the same dude was there scratching her stomach in the same position. Yeah, it was a dog hog. And of course, Eva's loving it getting scratched. But I noticed something different about Eva when I walked by. She was wearing diapers. And I came home and I told you this.
Yeah, you did.
I said, Eva's wearing diapers. You said, oh, she must be licking her ass or something, or nobody's walking her enough.
That's what I thought. Maybe they weren't walking her. So we went back by later on. Was that that same day? I don't know.
It was the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the same day. We decided to go back by a little bit later. And?
And we go in, and there's Eva in her diaper. Mm-hmm. And her, it wasn't her person. There's a person there that takes care of her.
Yeah,
anyway,
who
we know pretty well. And I think you remarked, oh, she has on a diaper. What's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman said, oh, she started her cycle.
Her first ever cycle.
She's a woman now or whatever.
Yeah. And you and I looked at each other and I immediately didn't want to pet her.
Oh, geez.
She stuck her ass up like she wanted me to do her.
Oh, that was it.
I was scratching. She stuck her ass up.
Okay.
She wanted me to screw her.
So you did.
No, I did. No, it was really uncomfortable.
I do not look at Eva
the same now.
Yeah, you.
What is putting a diaper on your puppy because it's having a?
I don't know. Haven't you? Yeah, it will leave a mess. You've never seen that?
Well, not in a puppy.
Well, she's not a puppy anymore. Okay.
Well, I guess not.
I guess normally you would fix it before that happened, or
well, how do you fix it? Like a cork?
No, she would be neutered, spayed. What's the right anyway?
Neutered would be for I think a male dog.
Boy, so yeah. She was spayed.
I guess
whatever it is, but that would stop the bleeding.
So weird.
So I asked her. I said, "Oh, is she going to get fixed?" And they said, "Well, the veterinarian said to wait how long?" They said they wait like a year.
I don't know. I got out of the conversation so fast. I walked outside.
Terry was disgusted.
I couldn't look her in the eyes. It was so bad. And
it has nothing to do with you.
Why'd she stick her ass up to me? She didn't stick her ass up to you.
Okay.
She didn't.
Yeah. I didn't see it at all.
She stuck her ass up. I petted
She's
her.
She's always doing that. She gets down on her haunches.
Uh-huh.
She's always done that.
I don't know.
Even before she was...
It was creepy.
Mature.
It was very, very creepy. So that was what our week was.
That was fun.
That was our whole week. Now I can't look at her in the eyes anymore.
Oh.
And I don't know how I'm going to react next time I see her, especially if she has the underwear on or whatever it is.
Her little pad.
Yeah, her little barky pad. What would they be?
Well, it's still a diaper, I suppose. It's still a diaper.
It's a diaper. And we thought that maybe she was not getting walked enough or she was biting her own butthole.
You would have been happier with those two scenarios.
I would have been happy with those two scenarios. I was not prepared for, oh, she's turning into a woman now. I was not even close to prepared for that at all.
No, it happens, okay? This is how it goes.
All right, so we were talking at the start of the show here about your activism.
Yes.
And I printed something up.
Uh-oh.
You and I have an ongoing discussion about toilet paper.
We've had it for many years.
Mm-hmm, many, many years.
Yes.
You get this stuff from Whole Foods that's, I forget what it's called, seventh generation.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just...
It's recycled paper.
I don't care, but it's like sandpaper.
It's not.
And my ass is precious.
Oh, okay.
So
precious than the air we breathe?
Yes, apparently. But this is how I realized how your activism, how far your activism has gone.
Mm-hmm.
You never should have emailed me this.
Why? How are you going to use that against me? I know this is where we're headed, and I can't wait to see it, because good luck.
So we've had this ongoing argument. I mean, you have to go. We go to two different grocery stores to get toilet paper.
True.
Because what I like the Cottonelle one. One, because they had the little puppy on it. They used to have a little gold retriever on there. And I bought it because of the gold retriever.
Yeah.
They no longer have the gold retriever on. They took the puppy off. I don't know why.
Well,
maybe he was asking for too much money. But they took him off the front of it. Now it just says Cottonelle on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you get this stuff, and I swear to God, it is like sandpaper.
It isn't.
And you have to use about 75% more than you do.
No.
Than you use of my toilet paper.
Can I just say, I actually have a larger area to wipe.
Yes, big slit. You don't know what I'm talking about, go back a couple shows.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Was it how many shows? Anyway.
I don't know how many shows.
So if anybody should be concerned with, softness or not, or whatever that is you're calling that,
I mean,
think it would affect me. No, you're wrong.
I'm not wrong. We've had this, and this has been an ongoing fight for, I don't know, forever.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes.
And for the longest time, Sherry tried to talk me. You tried to talk me into going to try yours.
Right.
And I tried it. I said, okay, I'll try it. I've adapted to all kinds of your bullshit, by the way. the soap in the shower,
that's because I clean the shower.
Whatever.
I don't want soap.
I can't use bar soap anymore.
Yeah, soap scum.
You want this
soap
other
scum.
Thing. And, so I've given in to all of your stupid little whimsical little things.
Well, because...
And I tried, and I also tried your toilet paper.
I think you should try again. I think toilet paper's coming a long way in a short amount of time.
Well, anyway, no, I'm not about
No, really, seriously, no, they're making no. it out of other things now. Like, there's one in there. They
Unless they make it out of Cottonelle toilet paper,
Funny.
Then I won't be doing it.
You should try it. Or bamboo. I think bamboo is one of them, too.
No, and
you never know. It might be softer.
This is something I tried, and maybe I will try again one day.
You should have an open
mind. But I could tell by just the look of it, and I could tell by the texture if it's going to be something my ass will enjoy or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, bottom line, I have to go to another store to get toilet paper, then Sherry goes. It's a weird thing that we have, but we've been doing it for years.
Yes.
So, Sherry emails me this survey on toilet paper sustainability scorecard.
I'm going to carry it in my wallet.
She emails it to me, and hers gets an A.
Of course it does.
Yours is the 365 or seventh generation, which is on here.
Yeah.
The stuff that gets it is Trader Joe's. It gets an A. The one that you get gets an A. Earth First gets an A. Natural Value gets an A. 365 Bath Tissue gets an A. And something called Green Forest gets an A. The people that get a B is Markhole. Never heard of it.
No.
That gets a D. There's no C, I noticed.
Yeah.
There's no C.
Hmm. Why?
It's A, B, D, and F.
Because C would just be, maybe, because C is, neither one way or the other.
Now I find,
it's just meh.
Yeah, I get.
And I think that their message is it's either good or bad.
Okay. So but it's weird because in the bad category, in the D category, it also has the 365 here. As it also has it in the A category.
That's weird. I never.
No, well, it says 365 bath tissue gets an A. The 365 sustainably soft gets a D.
Right, I saw that.
So So then
you have to be careful which one you're buying.
Yes,
which I'm sure they, when you buy it, it probably says on there, it doesn't say it's recycled.
But. Yes. And the D also is Trader Joe's, super soft.
Yeah.
I guess the softening agent makes it not.
Or virgin paper is
much
more.
Which proves my point.
Yes.
Which proves my point, because the softer you get it, you know, which proves my point that yours is hard. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. That proves my point.
And then the Scott tissue is in there, and there it is. My Cottonelle gets a D, but it's still
be
better
F.
than Charmin Kirkland, which is
Kirkland. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
What is
Costco?
That? That's Costco. Yeah, Angel Soft, Quilted, and Soft and Strong. Those all get Fs. So you sent this to me thinking that you were proving a point.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I did.
Well,
yes, I was hoping that you would see that and go, "Oh, it's not just Sherry making shit up."
And it's not Terry making shit up either. This A category and the ones that talk about the soft, it proves that yours is not soft.
You should try some other ones.
I need soft on my butt.
Try some other ones.
But here's the best part about this. I actually read this whole email chain that you sent. Dear Sherry, wow. More than 70,000 activists, including you, have already called on Procter & Gamble to stop flushing our forests down the toilet.
That's exactly what you're doing.
And start using recycled material to make Charmin toilet paper.
Do you want to take a tree that has spent its life, you know, it takes, what, how many years to grow a tree? At least five? All for it to be slaughtered, and for the only thing for it to do is to wipe your ass?
We are thrilled that this resounding response... Together, we are turning it up the heat on Procter & Gamble to protect Canada's ancient burial for
boreal
forest, home to hundreds of indigenous communities of iconic boreal caribou.
It's not just about the caribou, okay? It's about the air we
breathe. So, let me get this straight.
By the way, too.
Let me get this straight.
Trees sequester carbon.
My ass gets to be red like a baboon for a fucking caribou.
No, you're literally saving the climate.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
So if we have more trees, especially if they're more mature trees, more mature trees store much more carbon than younger
Nobody's
trees.
Listening and to you.
You opened this up, okay?
Nobody's listening to you.
You opened it up.
Including me.
This is like that Conan and his buddy going to Italy.
Yes, nobody's listening to you. You're just, you know, when I saw the caribou thing, that I'm protecting caribou for my butthole to be red and itchy as I walk around. It just doesn't work for me. You
don't get it.
You just
don't get
it. You try walking in my ass for a day. All right. A lot of people have left messages for us on the hotline, which really appreciate. It's time to get to some of your questions. Let's see what this one is all about right here. I'm not sure.
Yo, Terry and Sherry. So I've been fighting with how to ask regarding this. You know, y'all are doing a really successful podcast, and that's awesome. Like, I want advice on how to start something like that myself. And I don't want to build off of y'all. I don't want to even try to pull anything from y'all. I just want advice on how to get started, where to go, what kind of methods to use, or even just advice of where to start. I have a lot of great ideas and a lot of things I know people need to hear. And it's something that I need to do for myself. I would love to hear this and love to hear from you, especially. I've thought about calling into the other, you know, Lex and Terry show. I've thought about even messaging on Twitter and Facebook, but I don't want the way that looks to look bad. So I figured, why not leave a voicemail and hope it gets to you?
No problem.
But thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Boy, I don't know.
Is this a successful podcast?
I don't know if it, as far as the numbers go, we are not considered a success. Not yet.
Mm-hmm.
We are nowhere. Did you hear any ads on this thing?
Yeah.
as soon as you hear an ad, we are considered a success.
So we have nothing. We have nothing.
No. Well, I appreciate. Well, he said something there that I saw your eyes perk up a little bit, and when he said it's just something he has to do.
Yeah.
And when it's something you have to do. I'm the first guy that says you better do it.
Yeah.
I will give you a tip, though. Apple has a brand new, and we're not using it, but I've seen this. Apple has a brand new app on their cell phones and also on their, you know, their iPads and all that. It's called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R. And you can do a free podcast on there. It stores on there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard you talking about
that. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. And you, it has music you can use that's, that it doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
You can edit certain parts of it. I would suggest downloading that, playing around with it, and find something that you're really passionate about talking about.
Yeah, what I would say, because I'm so successful at this.
You are.
Decide what is it you have to say?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And what is it that he has to say?
I don't know, but that would be his first question he needs to ask himself.
Exactly. Yeah. We wish you the best of luck.
Yeah.
Message us back. Let us know what your podcast is. We'll give it a listen. We'll be one of your downloaders.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'll keep it on the download.
I'll download your damn episodes all day long,
on the
dude.
DL.
Hey, guys. Love the podcast. One of the best. I have a question, though. Terry always talks about other people's dogs on the big show. So, Sherry, why doesn't Terry just get a dog for himself?
Why doesn't he?
Thanks, guys. Love the show.
I know it's going to be a dude dog now. I'll tell you that. People always ask that, Sherry.
Yeah.
And it's not, and I have to have Sherry's back on this, although I don't really want to.
Oh.
But this is a combined decision.
Yeah.
Every time we think about getting one, we always think about picking up poo.
Yes.
We always think about it getting sick and how much money it's going to cost.
Yeah.
We always think about it dying.
Yeah.
And that's going to make me so sad. We always think about, you know, all that
hair.
Stuff. And we like to leave. We like to pick up and leave when we can on weekends.
That's true.
And it definitely, we're being responsible by not having one.
Yeah.
But you're not going to find anybody that loves dogs more than us. We love them.
Yeah.
We absolutely love them.
As long as there's somebody else.
As long as there's somebody else. And as long as they're not on their period, everything's going to be fine.
Oh.
Hey, Rick, P1 on the Lex and Terry side, checking out the LT2 side. You guys are hilarious. You do a great job. And I love the Have a Nice Day segment. It's funny, but it's not. Thanks. Keep it up. Bye.
There should be the name of our show. It's funny, but it's not.
That's the tag. We should change it.
Rick, we appreciate that. And no, I'm not going to use that in the title. Nobody will understand that one. It's funny, but it's not. I love that one.
Hey, guys. I have a question for Sherry. So when guys in public are standing at the urinals peeing, we always, at least one person will fart. My question is, do women also fart when they're peeing in public?
That's a great question.
Just a question.
That is a great question.
Oh, we do more than fart.
Do you?
Well, sure. I mean, you're in the bathroom. You're at a...
Okay, but what he's talking about, you probably don't understand this.
No, I guess
it's
I don't.
Really weird. You can walk into any men's room, especially if you go to like a ball game or something, there's dudes lined up at the trough just peeing. Guys are disgusting. They're spitting into the urinal and they're farting and while they're peeing. I think a lot of guys fart while they pee.
I'm not one of those people. Maybe you're, I don't know, I'm not a doctor.
I'm not a farter when I pee.
Oh, really?
No, I'm not.
But maybe there's some sort of anatomical thing going on there where you're releasing muscles.
Exactly. There's got to be something to it because he's right. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
But his question is, do you hear women?
And as far as that, not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then there you go. Maybe it's just a dude thing, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a dude thing. There's also a question that was written into us from Edward. It says, in your relationship, how many times have you heard each other fart? Terry, you go first. I think I'm being set up here, first of all, with Terry, you go first. But anyway, the truth is, I've heard Sherry fart in the 25 years. Is it 25 years?
26 this year.
Coming on 26 years of being married. I've heard you fart less than 10 times.
Yeah.
I would say probably 6 times.
Yeah. How many times have you smelled it is another story.
But, you know,
you're silent but deadly.
But you, seriously, out of 26 years, I've maybe heard you fart six times.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. They don't make a lot of noise most of the time. I'm farting right now.
Okay, good.
Now, but you just don't hear it.
Okay, now how many times have you heard me fart?
Oh, my God. I can't even count. It's daily. It's good. You know what? I'm not a doctor.
I'm such a jerk.
No.
I am such a scumbag guy.
No, you're not. Here's my theory. And again, I'm not a doctor, but I would theorize that that's probably actually a healthy thing.
You think?
Yeah, because that means your digestive system is working. Okay?
Okay.
If you weren't, I'd be worried.
We're really getting down to the nitty gritty on today's podcast, aren't we? All right. So those are some of the questions today.
That was fun.
We appreciate it. You guys can email us anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You can leave it on our Facebook page. We have our own Facebook page. We also have our own Instagram page now. Mm-hmm. Gang of Two does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look for Gang of Two Podcart on Facebook or just Gang of Two on Instagram. We appreciate you guys doing that. But we are not done yet, Sherry.
Oh.
We are not done yet. It is time now for a brand new segment.
Oh.
Yes. It is called Why Would Anybody Want to Have a Baby After Listening to This? Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of the deterrents for having babies, obviously, for you and I.
Many.
We decided not to have children. But this song right here, if you really listen to the words to this song, there's nothing more, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a dude, more degrading than the words of this song.
Oh, God.
Why did any, and this was a hit song. Why would people listen to this song and go, oh, we are so in love?
Oh, this is good. I like this segment. There's plenty of these songs that do this.
Yeah. Let's just listen to a couple of the words of this.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Let's just go along with
this. Should we sing
this
along?
Well, yeah.
I think we should.
Here we go. Having my baby.
It's a duet.
Listen,
what a lovely way to say
how much you love me. You love me because you're having baby.
And you won't. You don't.
By the way,
you don't.
It's my baby,
right.
Not yours.
Not ours.
Yeah. Yeah. It says you're thinking of me by having a baby.
Yeah.
I can see it.
The baby?
Face is glowing.
As it's crowning.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy in
Here we go.
But you're having my baby. And then this chick flies in and says, yeah, I'm a second class citizen.
Whoops, no, what?
Listen to this stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird. You're a woman in love, and I love what's going through you.
Through you. My sperm.
Being inside you.
I see it showing. Oh, God. It's crowning.
Do you feel it growing?
This is disgusting.
Are you happy knowing that you're having my baby? Here's you.
I'm a woman in love and a love that's going through me.
I'm in love.
Having my baby.
Whoops, you're singing this. You like this?
Oh, it's catchy.
Listen. I love what's going through me. You're
disgusting.
Dick.
Yeah.
You didn't have to keep it.
You didn't have to.
Did you hear this?
Hold on, yourself down the stairs.
Let me rewind this.
That is really weird.
You didn't have to keep it. You could have swept from your life.
This is a bizarre song.
Hold on. Here we go.
I wouldn't put you through it. Like she has no control.
Here we go.
I wouldn't make you do it. Yeah.
I swept it from your life, but you wouldn't.
Who wrote this? Us?
This is. Come on now. It is catchy.
I'm a woman in love and I love what's going on.
That was a huge hit. It's only a couple minutes long.
Yeah.
I didn't fade this down. That's it. That's the whole song.
Yeah. That's back when.
Jesus.
That's back when men were men.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Whew.
You going to leave on that note?
There's one other thing I would like to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk to you about fashion and my fashion.
Oh.
and I need some help.
Oh, you never take my help.
Well, I don't like a lot of the things that you suggest. And I am one of these guys who, even though I don't do it a lot, I take pride in, I like coming out of the bedroom when we're going out to eat or something, and I've dressed up, and I like it when you go, oh, hey, you look good. I like showing that I could do things on my own. Mm-hmm. I don't want you telling me what to wear.
I don't want to tell you what to wear either. I just...
I like picking out my clothes. Mm-hmm. I like, you know.
I don't want to pick out your clothes.
No, I don't want you to. I would never do that. But you've suggested things that are a little too bright and colory for me, and I'm not into that. But maybe this is something we could work on a little later for a further future episode. But mm-hmm. I don't know if I should get a personal stylist, because I want to take my life and my...
own hands.
I want to up my game. Uh-huh. I don't want to quit. I don't want to be done with anything.
Well, you know,
working out obviously and all that other stuff. But I just, you know, what is for a dude my age? This is very awkward age for a man, mm-hmm. because you're not young, mm-hmm. but you're not real old.
Yeah.
And so what do you?
You're transitioning.
Yeah. So you're saying a dress?
Yes. You're saying. No, hey, here's a callback, but, you know, Nordstrom has some pretty decent services over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't want to look like a guy who's trying too hard. I don't want to be a guy my age wearing baseball jerseys unless I'm going to a game.
Yeah.
I don't want to be a guy that, you know, just always wearing sweats or something like that. I want to have a certain maybe aura or of sophistication, but mm-hmm. hipness.
Maybe you need to have some focus. Maybe. Is that a good word?
What do you mean?
You know, as far as like style goes, have some sort of focus as to what.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, what looks good on a dude?
Oh, yeah, are you kidding me?
My age.
First of all, there's not a lot of
choices.
Yeah. Compared to women.
Yeah.
But that being said, there are certain
suits
current.
Because I envision myself getting to a level of fitness to where we go out, we meet friends, whatever, and I'm wearing kind of maybe a suit or,
nice.
You know, or, but not a real
suity suit.
Yeah. Not like, hey, I'm just coming back from the, you know, trading stocks. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have a feel of, you know, what I do for a living. This is it, you know, this
right.
is, you know, and I have the luxury of having longer hair if I want, or not shaving, or,
right.
you know, things like that.
Yeah.
So, but.
But you want to look like you care.
Yeah. Maybe what we can do is we'll take our recorder in and we will go to Nordstrom, like
yeah.
you said, and we will interview somebody to help me with my fashion.
I like it.
You think that works?
I think that's good.
All right. In the meantime,
oh God,
take your clothes off. Take them off.
Oh,
let's do this.
So not having a baby.
Let's so get this done right now.
Oh boy, no.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, we don't want that.
My baby.
But we will do a duet.
What a lovely way to say how much you love me. Having my baby.
Is that us together?
What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see it. The face is glowing.
Go, Terry.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy knowing.
Oh, yeah.
That you're having my baby. You're the woman I love, and I love what's going through you.
I'll make it up if I have to.
Yeah, do it.
Baby.
Ba-doop-boo.
I'm a woman you're loving. I learned to stick it to you. The need inside you.
Oh, God.
I see it showing.
It's crowning.
See it inside you, baby. Have it going.
Here we go.
The words.
Here we go.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Happy knowing that you're having my baby.
Love, and I love what's going to me.
Okay, I don't know.
Come on.
Having my baby.
I'm a woman in love, and I love what's going to me.
Whatever.
Yeah, here we go. Didn't have to keep it. My favorite part.
That's great.
Wouldn't put you through it. Yeah. You could have swept it from your life, but you didn't do it. Cause you're having a baby. Yeah. Cause you're having a baby.
Do-do-do.